Lift up your hands this morning and let's just worship him. Father, on the altar, I lay down my all. And I'm totally available, Lord, to do as you will. Thank you, O God, for the encounters and the touch so far. We ask, O God, that you minister to us again this morning. And you give us a word in due season. Anoint every lip of clay. Anoint my lips of clay as I minister this morning. And anoint every ear to hear the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Please, you may be comfortably seated. I want to appreciate you, sir, for this privilege to be ministering in this morning session. We're looking at vision for territorial dominion. Vision for territorial dominion. Let's read Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 and 15. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northwards, southwards, eastwards, and westwards. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Praise the Lord. We want to look this morning at three major objectives. Number one is understanding vision. Number two is understanding the benefits of vision. And number three is looking at the keys to walking in territorial command and in vision. Now, by way of introduction, we understand that dominion is what we're looking at. And we're looking at what vision for dominion. Dominion is supremacy. Dominion is, secondly, superiority. Dominion, thirdly, is command. Dominion, number four, is rule. Dominion is jurisdiction. Dominion is leadership. And dominion is influence. And we understand that vision is key to being in dominion. Why do we so say so? Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. So the absence of vision is the abundance of perishing. And the abundance of vision is the abundance of dominion. So the more visionful a person is, the more authority, the more rulership, the more supremacy, the more in chargeness he or she has in life and destiny. What is vision? Vision is not, you know, there are people, you want to travel, so they go to a prophet or a seer. See road for me, or see road for me. Should I travel? Make I travel? I mean, make I no travel? That kind of thing. No. When we're talking about vision, we're talking about conceptualization. We're talking about the product of thought and imagination. We're talking about seeing like God sees, seeing what God sees, or seeing what God has in store for us. Vision, number three, is creative power. The ability for creativity, that power of creativity. Number four, vision is inspiration. Number five, vision is foresight. You see it ahead. Foresight. And vision, number six, is mental picture. God's servant has said it many times, and I'd like to emphasize here today that your vision is the mental picture of the future that you desire. Understand, beloved, that any future you cannot picture, you will never be able to feature in that future. If you cannot picture yourself succeeding in life and ministry, you will not accidentally find yourself succeeding in life and ministry. If you cannot picture yourself in a happy marriage and a happy home, ahead of it, it becomes almost impossible to practically experience that in your future. So why vision? Why vision? Why must we walk in vision? We see first and foremost from the life of Abraham, God was going to take him to the next step and next phase in life. And what did he do? He asked him to look. He made him catch a vision. He made him see something. So, number one, vision creates a platform for God to activate what you have seen. Where we read in Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 and 15, what Abraham saw was eventually what he experienced. Today, the children of Israel live in that very land that Abraham saw. When God said, lift up your eyes and look, and as far as you can see, I have given it to you. That was that Palestinian area. That was that area then. And today, they live in that place. Today, though it is a small landmass, it is producing a huge percentage of many exported fruits, vegetables, and items into the world. Today, it is producing Nobel Prize winners. 70% of them. Today, Israelites are rulers and presidents and authority figures in many nations all over the world. Because somebody saw something. After this meeting, you will begin to become a person of vision. And what you see, you shall realize in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, your vision has the capacity to bring to you what you desire. Abraham sent out his servant in Genesis chapter 24 to go and get a wife for his son, Isaac. If you read from verse 43 to 45 in Genesis 24, 43 to 45. He says, behold, I stand by the well of water. He was praying. And he said, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to fetch, to draw water, and I say to her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she says to me, both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman whom thou hast appointed out for my master's son. And before he had finished praying and speaking this thing in his heart, that is, before he had finished conceiving the vision in his heart, what happened? He said, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down to the well and drew water, and he asked her, let me have some water to drink, I pray thee. And she answered all the things that he has said. She said, oh, I'll give you water. And not just you, I'll give all your camels water. I'll give all the servants that are with you water to drink. He saw a picture of who he wanted. He saw a picture of what he desired. And as he thought it in his heart, as he was still meditating on it and praying it and declaring it, what happened? It came to pass verbatim. So anytime you can see something clearly, anytime you can visualize it clearly, God brings it to pass according as you have desired. Number three, vision is creative. What you see is what you become. If you look at Jacob, in Genesis chapter 30, the principle of vision was what Jacob used. It was the secret behind his genetic engineering. It was a secret, like Dr. Steve Brooks said. He said, people, there's going to be transformation, wealth transfers for people. Wealth is being transferred in people's direction. Jacob literally stepped into the transfer of the wealth of Laban to himself. After today, the hidden, the ungodly's wealth shall be transferred to you on the platform of your vision in the name of Jesus. Look at it in Genesis chapter 30, verse 39, 38. We can't read all of it, but let's read from verse 38. And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle, ring-straight, speckled, and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs and set the faces of the flocks towards the ring straight, and all the brown in the flock for Laban. And he put his own flocks by themselves, and he did not add them to Laban's flock. Eventually, long story cut short, the animals stood to drink water, and right in front of them where they were drinking the water, he painted the picture of the kind of animals they should give birth to, because that was also where they mated. And when the animals were mating and looking at the colors of what was in front of them, the children they conceived adopted the color of what they saw. Beloved, you can paint the picture of your future. You can paint the picture of how your children should turn out. You can paint the picture of how your grandchildren should turn out. You can paint the picture of how your ministry should look. You can paint the picture of where you should be. God's servant saw the picture of this place in his mind's eye. And then he called the architects. There was a group of architects and builders then when we were in Area 1. He called them together in a meeting and said, this is what I want. I want a structure. He described what he wanted. And he told them, without any pillar in the center, this is the capacity. This is what it is supposed to look like. And he said to them, go, every one of you, based on what I have said, draw it and bring. Let me see. They all drew and they all brought. When he saw the one he had seen, he said, this is it. And this is it today. What you see is what you will experience. And there were so many drawings, there were beautiful things, but it was what he saw is what we are in. I remember many years ago, before we came into Abuja for ministry, in the course of praying and fasting, we saw a structure. The shape it looked like it was hexagonal. It was clear that it was not rectangular. It was clear that it was not circular. This is that structure that we saw then. It was huge in that vision. It was massive in that vision. And that vision lingered. And today, it is a reality. It's a manifestation. God is about to give somebody here a vision that shall be a manifestation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Laban eventually had to watch as the strong animals. Today he will say, anyone that has black and white is for you, Jacob. The ones that are plain white are my own. Jacob will go and paint black and white. And the animals will produce, the strong animals will produce black and white. Then Laban will say, all the strong ones are black and white. Okay, come. Jacob, we are no longer doing it like that. From today, all the white is yours. All the black and white is mine. Jacob would go back. He knew what he had done. He would set a new vision in front of the animals, and then he would peel off all the peels from the poplar, and it is only white that the animals will see when they are mating. And all the strong animals will all deliver white, and all the whites were stronger, bigger, better. What was going on? genetic engineering on the platform of vision. Somebody is about to become a man of vision, a woman of vision, and wealth transfer is coming your way in the name of Jesus Christ. Number four, vision, your vision goes into your future to orchestrate and set up the relevant machinery for actualization. You see, today, God sends things out into your future to orchestrate and arrange what is needed for you to see the manifestation of what your vision was. If you look at Genesis chapter 37 and in verse 5 and 9, the man called Joseph, the Bible says Joseph dreamed a dream and he told it to his brethren, and the brethren hated him yet the more. They had hated him before, then he now started dreaming on top. He had visions, because if you look at it, he said in verse 9, and he dreamt yet another dream. He didn't have a dream, he dreamt it. Are you understanding? He conceptualized it. He envisioned it. God's servant was preaching during the month of direction, and he said directions many times can come by dreams, and that dreams have three sources. It can be from God, it can be from your mind, and it can be from the devil. And that when something is so heavy on your mind, you are thinking of that sister. Every day you are thinking of that sister. And you are a young man that wants to get married. Definitely when you sleep and you dream, you will dream and see yourself marrying the sister. That came from your mind. But when you have a God-conceived vision, you can see the actualization of that vision in the dream. So Joseph dreamt, and then he dreamt it again. And what happened? At the end of the day, there was manifestation. If you read chapter 43, we're not going to have time to read all of it. Start reading from verse 1 to the end. Everything that Joseph saw was in his vision, in his dream, was what manifested in the physical. I took time to count, and there were over 6 places that the brothers bowed to him and called him my Lord. Remember, that was what was annoying them. Say, how can your sheaves all bow to Joseph's sheaves? What do you mean? The second dream, the father said, are you trying to say that even your mother and your father and your brothers and everybody will bow to you? So, I don't know what reply Joseph gave them. He said, well, that is what I saw, and that is what I know will happen. And at the end of the day, all of them fulfilled that vision, bowing to him, pleading with him, begging him. They said, we are your servants. They called themselves his servants. They mentioned all the things that he had seen in the vision. God goes ahead. So God made them. I don't know if it was God that made them, but he worked everything. And that's why scripture says, all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are the called according to his purpose. So he puts things in place, machineries in place. I know of some students who had applied for a certain US visa for students, a student visa or something like that. And then for one reason or the other, they were not granted. And then they went somewhere else. Later, they realized that those that had been given such, some had been revoked and some of those things had been canceled. So God goes ahead of you. What you think, oh, Joseph might have thought, why am I suffering? Why are they selling me as a slave? Why am I suffering? Why should Potiphar's wife do this to me? Why would I end up in the prison? Why would I now be where I am? At the end of the day, that chain of events is what led to him becoming the prime minister in the land of Egypt, and he came to the fulfillment of his vision. Today I announce to you, as your vision stays clear in your mind, stays clear before your eyes, God shall orchestrate all that is necessary for you to fulfill that vision. If you are a believer, you shout a loud amen. Amen. Number 5. Your vision speeds up manifestation in life. Your vision speeds up manifestation in life. If you look at Daniel chapter 8 and verse 2, Daniel 8:2, it says, And I saw in a vision, and it did what? It came to pass. Let's do it together. Daniel said what? I saw in a vision, and it came to pass, comma, we can stop there. The rest, he continues the story. So anytime you can see in a vision, it will come to pass. And how intensely you see it in that vision is how urgently and how specifically it comes to pass. I remember some years ago when we were still in the Area 1 church campus, and we came in for service, and then God's servant turns to us and said to us, arrange chairs outside, overflow chairs. This was a regular Sunday service. And we knew then that, but as at that time, at the Worship and Wonders night, we'd always have to have plenty of overflow arrangements made outside, tents, chairs, and all that. And then, now this was Sunday, and as at that time, some of the services, the gallery was not full at that time. And he came and says to us, said, arrange overflow chairs. And we're like, how? Well, obey before complain. Is that not the military palace? And so we went ahead and made arrangements for overflow chairs. And within a week or two of that instruction, and he said, ensure that this is done every week, every Sunday. We did that the first Sunday. We did that the second Sunday. By the third Sunday, we came and the chairs everywhere was filled inside, everywhere was filled outside, and that is how the journey continued until that facility that we were using then, until it became impossible. Can you see human beings everywhere? Everywhere. Canopies there. This was constructed later, the blue long straight strip, because canopies used to be there. So well, let's just make a cover that is more like semi-permanent. We did that, but still after that, can you see there's still canopies on the other side? It still overflowed, and the overflow went to overflow 13, 14, 15, 16. How many of you remember that time? Why? It was on the platform of vision. God's servant, one day we were driving into service in the morning, and he was saying how people were going to be rushing to church. They are going to be running into church. Cars were going to be flooding that road and over flooding that road. And it wasn't quite long after that, we're driving into church. Lo and behold, everywhere, people are just moving in a hurry, rushing to catch 6 a.m. service. Vision makes actualization come to pass speedily. God is about to bring something to pass in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. And then finally, why vision? Vision gives direction. God, someone just help me find that passage just as before I came up. Acts chapter 10 verse 11. Acts 10, 11. How many of you remember when Peter was waiting and they said, and he was unhungered, while they were making ready for him, he said, he saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wearing all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and so on and so forth. And then he said, oh Lord, I cannot eat because I don't eat unclean things. And God told him the interpretation, and that interpretation gave him direction. So when God gives you a vision, he gives you direction via that vision. Let's hurry up and get to what are the keys to walking in vision. Number one, be deliberate. Make up your mind. Be deliberate. Number two, determine to see. Determine to create a vision, to have a vision before you consistently. I remember years ago, we had different forms of vision boards. God's servant would write a certain count of attendance and then say, take this, write it on 20 sheets of paper and cut it out and bring to me. Yes, sir, I'll bring it. Next thing, say, come, paste it here. paste it here, and then we'll paste it all over. So you are entering the bathroom door, that number is there. He lies down, the roof, the ceiling above him, that number is there. Dressing mirror, number is there. Everywhere, that count was there. Before long, we looked at it and we all laughed because it was far, far, far. That count had become obsolete. So we changed the figure and moved it up. That's why I kept moving, 100,000, moving. God is about to cause you to see the actualization of what you are writing and what you are seeing in the name of Jesus Christ. At a point, I remember that we now took check slips. A checkbook, we tore them out. God's servant wrote a figure. I don't think we had that kind of even amount total, but he wrote it as offering that he would give to God. Wrote them and then we pasted it. When we had far out given that kind of amount, we saw the thing on the wall again and said, ah, this is now obsolete. Anything that you desire, put it in front of you. Some people say, our son looks like his father so much. It was the father's picture I used to incubate. When he was a baby, I asked my mother-in-law, I asked mama, I said, give me his picture. So he gave me one of the pictures. Have you seen that one? The one with the hand in the pocket. And there was another one. He was leaning by his father's Mercedes-Benz car. I took the pictures, had them enlarged, and put them in front of me. I saw it every day. I'm just telling you practical things that you can use to become everything you want to become. While I was in the university, my father was a professor in physiology, and there was another professor in another course. They had issues because I think it was issues who is dean, who will be dean and all that and all that. And his exam, this other professor's exam was coming up very soon. And I said to myself, you better work hard so that if there is anything, nobody can find any evidence why you can be failed. So I put a vision before me that I will have the highest score in that subject. I took the textbook, read cover to cover part one, cover to cover part two, and then revised it several times. At the end of the day, the person who had issue with my father was forced to give me award of best graduating student in his course. On the platform of vision, if you will see it, you will walk in the reality of it. If you can see it, you will fall into place in the reality of it. If you can see a happy home, a happy marriage, you are not a husband that is shouting on your wife, talking to her anyhow, or no, we are not even talking of beating. You see yourself in a home, peaceful home, husband, wife, children, everybody excited. What happens? At the end of the day, you walk into the manifestation thereof. I announce to somebody here today, you are walking into the full manifestation of all that God has in store for you in the name of Jesus. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2, number 3, Habakkuk 2 and 2. Verse 2 says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that does what? Readed it. So number 3 is, write down the vision. God told you something. God is inspiring something in your heart. Write it down. Don't be careless. Write it. It is said that the faintest ink is stronger and more lasting than the most powerful memory. Write it down. Document it. I've just told you about things we wrote and put in front of us. There was this story, I think I heard it from God's servant first, and about a woman trusting God to be married. And so she caught a picture of the kind of husband she wanted. She wanted the person, she loves furniture, so she wanted the person to be the CEO of a furniture manufacturing company. She added that and added the everything, the kind of car he was to drive and all. And then she put it in a vision board in front of her and kept looking at it until one day she was driving on the highway and then she saw
She turned and she saw the kind of person she wanted. She was looking for. She smiled and waved at the person. Just like that. And continued driving. Next thing, the person did U-turn and started pursuing her. She now became afraid. Say, what's happening? Cut a long story short. The person caught up with her. Long story, physics became a chemistry. They got married. Exactly the picture she painted. Somebody is about to see exactly what you painted in the name of Jesus. Number four, keep an eye on it for manifestation. Don't give up. That's where we read. Let's read verse 3. Habakkuk 2:3. It says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall do what? It shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because to surely come to pass, it will not tarry. So keep an eye on it. Number five, reread it. Revisit the vision. Check it out again. Revisit the vision. Number six, follow the speed that the vision gives to you. Because when you read it, it will do what? To make you to run. Make it him to run that readeth it. And number seven, be conscious that the vision never lies. It will surely come to pass. Somebody stand up on your feet this morning as we lift up our hands and begin to ask God, Father, make me a person of vision. Time fails us to go through more, but let us trust God. There will be people of vision and we'll see the full manifestation of all that it takes to walk in the reality of vision and its manifestation. Talk to God this morning. Father, help me to be a person of vision. Help me, oh God, to be a man, a woman of vision and to see the full manifestation of all that it takes to walk in vision and the benefits of walking in vision in the name of Jesus.